Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Skeens joins us at 5. Fan Hotline right now is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find our top Steelers insider, Mark Cabali, who's a few days removed from his colonoscopy. Are you feeling better, Mark?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better today, you know. It's my third one in 4 years. I know people out there are thrilled to hear that. But
well, you were the one that was tweeting about it, so don't act like this is something that's so private.
Here's the best part about that. That was a picture from at least 7 years ago. It was on my phone, and I just tweeted it out. And
people panicked. People, they were scared that something was really seriously wrong with you.
It was panic attack. It was kind of
– Well, because the day before, you tweeted something about how bad your Sunday was going, and people got nervous.
No, I just wanted to use the word crappy in a prep type of
– I was going
to
say, your Sunday was going badly because you were doing colonoscopy prep, which I haven't had one yet, but everyone tells me the prep is way worse than the procedure.
I heard it was delightful just to get it all out of your system.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, you don't get much sleep that night. But that's why I was having a crappy Sunday. Then I follow up with a picture. I thought people could put one and one together. I guess not.
Nope.
Whatever.
Mark, your best guess here on what the Steelers will do at pick 20, 6 days away.
Man, it is just so hard to figure this out right now, because I know this is not the sexy answer, but my goodness, you have so much that things can happen in those first 20 picks that will change their way of going about their business. I guess if you stay chalk, right, nobody moves, nobody stays wherever it is, I would say Mims. But we know that's not going to happen, as in it's not going to stay how all the draft mocks are saying they're going to stay. Somebody's going to be there at 17, 16, that they're going to really, really fall in love with and say, wow, I can't believe he was there at that point. Let's go get him. So I can see that as –
Who's a guy that's likely – Who's a guy that you feel like is in – give us a name that you think they'd be in love with that would be three picks up from them that they'd want to go get.
See, depending on what you look at, I mean, you're looking at J.C. Latham, man. If he ends up falling past that 10, 11, 12 spot, 217, right around the Jacksonville area, I think you have to go get him, because I think, guess what, Cincinnati's at 18.
They could take him.
And they're pretty much in need of an offensive lineman. So you'd have to probably jump ahead of Cincinnati at that point. So I would imagine there's two or three of those type of guys in the first round where you're like, okay, we got to go get this guy, like the Broderick Jones of last year. But if not, I mean, I still think regardless it's going to be an offensive lineman. I mean, not offensive lineman, a right tackle is going to be. I don't think they're going to go center route. I don't think they're going to go corner
wide
receiver.
Well, tell us why you don't think they'll go the center route, because that seems to be picking up steam here, the idea that Barton would be their pick at 20. Why are you against that, or why do you think it won't happen?
The thing with Barton is he can play multiple positions. And I mean, this is just my theory here. If I'm using my 20th overall pick or on a guy. I want a guy who's a stud at one position. I know he's a plug-and-play guy. I want to say, okay, he hasn't played center since he was a freshman, and he's a, you know, mostly a tackle, but he can play guard. So I know that gives him versatility, but I don't want versatility of that degree with my 20th overall pick. I want a stud guy that you just plug and play for 10 years, 12 years at right tackle. So I think
that's Are you even sure that they have Barton ranked ahead of the other two center prospects, Frazier and Jackson Powers Johnson?
Not really. I mean, with Frazier, he can only play one position, right?
Yep.
I guess Jackson Powers Johnson can play the interior. You have to look, you know, potentially when Samalu's gone, if James Daniels re-signed. So you have to keep that in mind right there. But I think those centers, as you get closer and closer to it, there's going to be some guys that are going to fall because it's going to be like, well, this guy's here, if it's a corner or whoever it is, why do I want to use a center when I can get one, you know, at 35, 34? I think you're going to see a lot of the center guys, even maybe even a Powers Johnson, fall to late first, to early second. I think you'll have a run on a couple of that guys like Frazier, late 30, 31, 38, 39, which pretty makes takes them out of the Steelers' range, yep. Right? So that's not a good sign right there. So you're going to have to do a little bit of a Nate Herbig and hope Connor Williams gets a pretty good ACL fix here in September, I guess.
Mark, at 51, I'm going to limit it to two positions. You think it would be more likely if centers are gone and they've taken a tackle, more likely that they would go wide receiver or cornerback at 51?
It would be receiver if everything stays as the same right now. I mean, maybe there's a draft day trade. I mean, maybe they get not one of the top guys that are out there. I mean, maybe there's a Brandon Cooks out there. I don't know. Maybe they bring somebody in like that on a trade, then all of a sudden that changes their way of thinking right there. But I think if everything stays as it is right now, I think a wide receiver at that 50 range, because the guys they brought in, what they bring in, four or five of them pre-draft guys, they all fall within that range. So it tells you where they're pretty much thinking at. And I could pretty much assume your follow-up's going to be like, who's going to be their cornerback then, right?
Yeah, you want to answer that for us, Mark?
I like that. You give me the. You don't even make me ask it.
That's a good one there. I guess they love – obviously, JPJ is a star in the making. I guess they love the guy from Carolina, the guy from Dante Jackson. But other than that, I mean, Darius Rush. I think if that happens, they're relying on Patrick Peterson to come back in some kind of capacity to be able to be a guy that could play multiple positions, and hopefully somebody gets cut or something to that effect. But yeah, it's you're going to have to add pieces there because you don't even have a slot guy right now, right?
I know.
I mean, you're expecting a lot out of a Corey Trice who was hurt in college, who played about four snaps of training camp practice, then got injured again coming off. And you're expecting a lot from a guy right there. Maybe he can do it, but I don't think you can go in thinking he can do it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I have a couple more serious questions to ask, but a listener is reminding me that something happened at the owners' meetings where you, like, fell asleep and you were confronted by police.
No. It was the party on Monday. Everybody shows up, all the coaches, players. It's outdoors. And I was just leaning against a pole there with my head down, and the security come over and was about ready to escort me out of the facility, thinking I was hammered or something. I was like, no, bro, I'm just laying here, sitting here. So it wasn't as much as
I got a public drunkenness at Penn State when I was 24, Mark.
Did you deserve it?
Well, here's what happened, just because I'm hearing Mark talk about, like, leaning up against a pole or whatever. On the phone with my buddy who's broken off, we were walking down the street, broad daylight, and I'm on the phone with him trying to figure out where he went, and I open my phone, and I think I'm leaning against the side of a building, and I missed the building and fell directly into two bushes right as two cops on foot patrol came around the corner, and the first thing they saw was a guy fall sideways into a bush.
And you were hammered.
I was drunk, but I was, like, obviously...
No, you were drunk if you're thinking you're leaning against the house.
No, my point is, I wasn't being disruptive. I literally, like, I missed the building by, like, a couple inches and fell right next to it.
Mm.
And they were just like, you ain't getting out of this one. Here's a summons.
Interesting. No public drunkenness is for you, Mark, right?
Yeah. I would imagine if I was Starkey right now, I'd make some kind of comment about Malzi's head falling into the bushes.
Yeah, he'd say, and notably, when your head hit the ground, it caused a 3.2
Starkey's
earthquake.
Starkey's too busy crafting more jokes about how Russell Wilson's going to get pulled by the Pirates before he even throws his first pitch.
No, Quinn Priester.
Tonight.
Oh, okay. How about this?
Who throws more? Who throws more pitches?
No, right? Hold on. They're showing Wilson getting some BP in right now. Zangrilli tweeted it,
man.
He's good. He looks like he's hitting, like, line drive ropes well into the outfield.
He was drafted.
Does he got any eligibility? Does he want to suit up and play?
I think he threw out a couple pitches before, maybe in Seattle or Colorado, and I think he was throwing in the mid-80s. I think he's going to bring the heat today.
Two more serious ones, Mark. You brought up Connor Williams, the center who has a knee injury. Do you think that that's a possibility that they would look at that like they did Quan Alexander and sign a guy, or even Ogunjobi, and sign him late in the offseason and say we'll eventually make him our starting center?
Yeah, because I think right now would do no good because he's not going to be able to practice. Let's see what maybe a Herbert can do. I don't think they would move James Daniels there. He was too much of a solid guy at right guard, and he's in a contract year. I wouldn't want to move right there at all. I mean, maybe throw Spencer Anderson in there. And those guys, or whoever, if they bring somebody else in, some mid to low level guy, and see if they can succeed. If it's a obvious no, then you have that backup plan of maybe in early August to bring in Connor. They've done
Mark, that. What about this Norzad guy from Penn State coming in for the visit? I keep hearing, because I'm not going to belabor this or make this overly complicated, but all the real hardcore draft people keep talking about him as one of those, like, fourth-ish round picks who people are going to be surprised by wherever he goes, that he competes for reps and maybe wins a starting job pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too familiarized with my Penn State centers right now. I didn't watch too much Penn State football this past year.
It's just because they brought
that
too
loud. Eric Hackman might be listening, Mark. Oh, don't put down Penn State. Don't do that.
But I know Penn State's always been a good running team. So, yeah, I mean, that's a guy you would think that they would be looking at. But, you know, once again, with this draft, if you're going to go all in on that first round and move up, all of a sudden that makes the back end of it kind of light to be able to find – guys like that. You know, you're going to lose a pick maybe if it's a fourth rounder or fifth rounder or something like that. Maybe you don't have that option to be able to take a guy. I think he's pretty projected, what, third, fourth, fifth round. So, I mean, that's a type of guy you would probably like to bring in to see what he can do. And if he does fail, then you got options. I mean, past 3 or 4 years, even, you know, the Trey Turners of the world, they brought in late to be able to compete because they knew the guard position struggled. So I think that's in the back of their minds with the center.
I just got to bring Ayuk up because he's Instagramming things again and it's getting on people's radars. What do you think here, Mark? What do you say about this?
I mean, if there wasn't a huge contract on the back end of this, I'd be all for it. But you putting one and one together here that you're going to have to potentially give up, I don't think you're going to get a first round pick for him at this point right now. And if you're not going to get a first-round pick for him, you just run it back if you're the 49ers, right? I mean, he doesn't have much leverage out there whatsoever. So, I mean, if we're looking $25 million a year, is that what we're looking at?
Probably closer to 30 maybe with him.
Yeah, look at what Smith just got.
You should do three-year deals and Pickens up next year, and you're going to have to pay a quarterback here eventually. I don't know if they want two $25 to $30 million a year wide receivers, unless they think George Pickens isn't a future here. Maybe they think he might be a guy that, you know, is done after this year or done after next year. Huh. That's the only way. But I just think the money part of it, even though they have it, but they got extra, they got other needs to fill next year, even though they only have not many people under contract for next year. They can fit it under the cap. I don't know if they're willing to pay that type of money to multiple receivers.
Mark Cabali, Steelers insider, The Athletic, over his colonoscopy, doing much better.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.